Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is. Once again, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast is back on the airwaves. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3 for this NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Jam-packed. What took place at Bristol? Wow, we needed that distraction. We needed a distraction, and we got it. And big time news coming from NASCAR concerning the Cup Series. That's going to be coming up here in this episode as well. And back at it is the EG3 helmet stickers. It's been off for quite a while. Since I've done that, that's going to make a return here on this podcast as well. Before we dive on into this jam-packed edition of the podcast, you can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter, at Eddie_EG3. And again, the Three Wide Podcast, you can find that wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and we'll go to work this weekend. Wow, I have little E with me as the wife's going to be taking off for a competition in just outside of Kansas City. So I'll be doing a lot of work as well. Me, Big D, will also get together as well. So yes, the Three Wide Podcast, folks, get it where you get your sports podcast. But obviously, recording, this will come out tomorrow night. Recording right now, June 3rd, 2020 on this humid, hot. Yes, it is officially summertime. We went from having a nice 7-degree weather a couple weeks ago to now blazing mid-90s all week long. And from me being down south from Georgia and also living in the state of Florida as well, yeah, man, that humidity, woo, it'll get to you in a hurry. But I'd rather have heat rather than being real cold. But yeah, I actually enjoy the mid-70s weather actually more and more. And even when I was in Alaska as well for the summertime, the right temperatures as well. Obviously, summertime, longer days now, folks. So yeah, it's hot here in Manhattan, Kansas, in the middle of the United States here in Central Time. And I'm changing things up a little bit on this edition here with you guys here this evening. And I'm going to address the elephant in the room here. Big D's not here. He will be here starting next week. We got so much going on this weekend that I got to be on house duty with Emma. So that's going to be, I mean, I've done it before, but not an extremely extended period of time. But that is going to be interesting. In itself, I'm not worried about. No, I'm getting off. Sorry, I'm getting off a little off track, but a little bit worried about sleepy time at night. But I can handle it from there. We got a big weekend ourselves on this upcoming Monday with our huge event. We got to go down to Wichita, and it feels like Emma's already been a part of family. It feels like a long time with this cold COVID mess that we're dealing with, that everybody's dealing with. But we're going to finally go down. And thanks to this COVID-19 stuff, we had to wait. We had a long-ass time for it. So, and we finally got that thing rescheduled. Go down. It's going to be a big event down there. Looking forward to, I mean, they're already part of our family anyways. Spending time with our birth mother and another relative as well. So I'm going to leave that out until it's all official. And I'll get into that on the next episode of the Three Wide Podcast. And also, how to reschedule our guest due because of me being at least here, around here, all weekend long. So, well, it actually worked out because our guest could not be online. Had to be on school duty for whatever reason. School's out, man. Come on now. But anyways, I might give that away a little bit, but he had to take care of some business, and so do I, so it actually worked out well. And I'm also trying to schedule a couple more guests on here as well. And now, sorry folks for that tangent, 5 minutes in. Real quick, like I said, changing things up slightly. Obviously, what's going on in this world, very, very disappointing. And for me, I still can't resonate the right words to say. I mean, I have not listened to the Bubba Wallace episode with Dale Jr. yet at all. And I'm looking forward to that. This is just me, you know, seeing what I've been seeing, the recent events, and everybody knows this by now. It's been well, I mean, this COVID-19 stuff is taking a back seat. So, and obviously, you know, this racism stuff, me being a black man who does a sports podcast or a NASCAR podcast, which is on a majority on the white Caucasian side, but I've said it before on this podcast, I've talked about this quite a bit on this podcast compared to some others, and maybe because I am different. Yes, I get it. I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I feel like I'm speaking out of turn, but I feel like I'm not. And when I heard the news of George Floyd, I was pissed. And yeah, my cup of water, a gallon of water has run over. I am absolutely done with seeing that kind of mess, reading about it, seeing it, feeling emotions about it. And I've been struggling. I shared my little mini story on Facebook earlier this week about it. And you know, I've been struggling and still struggling, you know, with all this is going on. And then, you know, hey, you know, it's enough is enough. All the work, I mean, I'm thankful for friends and family. A lot of people have gone and speak right about Twitter, characterized it a little here and there, this and that. But you can say, we try to say all the right things, okay? But for me, a characteristic trait of just doing it rather than just sitting and talking about it, because talking about it gets pushed aside, and the cycle keeps on doing it, and soon enough, you know, all this amount of shit is going to pile up, and you're going to get sick and tired of it. And that is where I'm at with the current situation right now. I mean, racism has been going on for a long time, and don't get me started on on some of the other issues. But I'm not trying, obviously, not trying. And if you've been a listener to the podcast, obviously, you know, apparently a conspiracy theorist said that you know, going back to the whole Kyle Larson situation a few weeks ago, that he started this whole mess by doing what he did, and doing it in a comfortable, the way that he said it pissed me off. So, and again, I've already said my piece on that. If you're wanting to learn more about or very interested in that episode, go download it and check it out, the Through Our NASCAR podcast. But again, I just did not go on too long. And as badly as I want, and there's been marches, or seems like almost everywhere nowadays now, but even here, right here in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, there have been some marches, at least for the last couple of days, peaceful. Remember, peaceful. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things, and peacefully is the right way to do it. If you're going to be out here just to support the situation, which you all know by now, do it the right way. Don't cause any more problems. They've already seen it, because there's just too many damn interesting people around this world. And I mean, I hate to say it on a sports podcast, but I mean, a few of my black friends, if we're going to just call it that, I've already told them there's no leadership at the top of this country. And I mean, I can sit here and read a few of my Facebook statuses. I'm not going to do that. I just want to take the segment to at least speak on my mind about what's going on. Very disappointed about the situation and madding about a situation. People can type up the right kind of stuff every day and all this and that. And I get it. I'm proud of you for doing it. We need to start showing it. We need to take safe action for what we're trying to do. And football, obviously, black players dominate football. You see, obviously, from black people, Mexicans, Asians, the list goes on and on. These guys, we play sports too now. We like NASCAR too. We like, I mean, you go everybody, and obviously we're not going as fans aren't going to sporting events right now. But, I mean, again, it's harder for me to wrestle what I'm going through. And all this is just, I just had enough of it. And with the races this past weekend, with the Bristol, what we saw on Monday night and Sunday this past, and last Sunday, the action we saw, man, that it was incredible. Just to just zero in and just focus solely on the action for a few hours. So, being on my pedestal, I might talk about this in more in depth on my other podcast we started, which is off to a hot start, the K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast. A little shameless plug right there. Focused more on K-State's athletics and our community. And this is what's happening in our community right now. Not just here in Manhattan, Kansas. Happening down south, obviously, Atlanta, my home state of Georgia. All over. So, I mean, we can sit here, type behind your computer, little computer or cell phone, and sit here and type it up, the right stuff. And it's one thing to do it. And my favorite saying, I say all the time, it's one thing, you know, to sit here and say that, but it's another thing to go out and do it. And half the time, people are around, and I throw myself in it too. I'm guilty of it as well, but. but with this being with what the situation had with George Floyd, unacceptable. It's absolutely damning and unacceptable. And if it weren't for recording this podcast out here tonight, I'll be out there where Big D is with his friends out there taking part in the little march again this afternoon. What's actually going to happen here in a few minutes, actually. Instead of this podcast, but found an opening. I got told him how to do this, but it's okay. I'm pretty sure you're going to be more opportunities to do it in a peaceful manner, which I am definitely going to go out there and show 100, obviously full support of this matter. So, I mean, it's enough, man. We got to be more active in any type of situation. More active, less talking, and more get involved. With everybody. Everybody has one. And Newsboys have a great song. And it rings ever so truly. So it's called Love One Another. It rings. Go look it up on YouTube. Download it. It rings ever so true. Right now. Loudly as ever. I'm probably going to share it tomorrow. On my Facebook page. But as a status. But yeah. I apologize in advance. And saying, but you're gonna have to excuse the brother for 13 minutes. So how to explain, you know, what the situation is here. The elephant in the room, obviously, me being black, doing a NASCAR podcast, doing what I love to do, watching NASCAR besides obviously the big sports, baseball, football. I've said this over and over on occasion, but yeah, I'm going out on limb and saying this. We need to take more action. Please, folks. More action. Let's quit playing around. This is some serious stuff. And we don't take it seriously enough. This is going to continue to keep going. And more innocent lives are going to be in danger. And we can't have this. This is unacceptable. And enough is enough. We gotta take responsibility. And like I said, I'm not going to say anymore about the leader at the top. I kind of mentioned it already, but hey, it's time to put our active face on and do what's necessary to feel feel safe. We should be feeling safe in this country. But right now, I mean, scary stuff right now going on in this country. And definitely pissed off and very upset about what's going on right now. If it wasn't for me doing this podcast, recording of this episode right now, I'd be out there at the park right now, taking part of another march right now. So we need to take responsibility, go out there and do what you need to do, whether you're, doesn't matter the color of your skin, we're all as one huge family, if you will. Be active, please. Be active. Xfinity series recap coming up.
Don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
NASCAR podcast rolls on this Wednesday evening here in hot Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, the MHKEG3 back on with you once again. The Xfinity series on Monday night went down to the final laps once again, and this was the theme, this seemed to be the theme all weekend. Things change in a blink of an eye at one of the more famous short tracks in all NASCAR, Bristol Motor Speedway, which we're going to be seeing that, we're going to be seeing that track in the playoffs. And I gotta tell you, man, Justin Allgaier gets the bad end of the stick again. Worse, and to make matters worse, he gets taken out by Noah Gregson, your eventual winner, teammates there. I guess with 10 laps to go, back in the good old days, with less than 15, 10 to go, all hell is thrown in the garbage. It's every man for himself. And literally, Noah Gregson took that to the bank and moved Allgaier out of the way. Allgaier spins there with frustration from the 17, including a couple tweets from Justin's wife there. Gregson, of course, won at Daytona back in February. Add another win to the 2020 resume for Noah Gregson there in that night car. Gets it done. He won a stage. Allgaier won stage two. Fortunately, I missed out on big points when it comes to lap traffic fantasy there this week. I was in the right position, picked the right guys, and again, like I said, everything changes in a matter of 15 seconds, and maybe less than that, with what happened with Hamlin last Sunday and on Monday night, Allgaier, all those laps. And there was a stat that I ran across on Twitter. Getting in that in a second, but teammates get involved in it and changed the game completely there. Briscoe can't get the Gregson too little too late, and Noah Gregson scores win number two of the season. So Noah Gregson, only one win in his Truck Series career with Kyle Busch Motorsports. He's already got one more than that in multiple, after a full season going winless with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Motorsports, comes out with a bang. Now, got two wins of the year, and it's going to compete for the Dash for Cash in the ATL this weekend, part of that triple header weekend in Atlanta. there. So Chase Briscoe, after a disappointing finish at Darlington. Yeah, at Darlington. No, it was Charlotte. Excuse me. Darlington, he won. I'm thinking the wrong race. Charlotte last week for Chase Briscoe. Riley to finish second in this one. Brandon Jones in third. Harrison Burton was impressive in this race. 81 laps led to finish fourth. And you got some guys in this, the rest of the field that we don't normally call in the top 10. And that's going to start with Myatt Snyder there. Sorry, I'm looking for the music bed since here to what I want to play, since Big D is currently not in the EG3 studios at the moment. There we go. So, Myatt Snyder, fifth. The back half of this top 10. Well, obviously, we are filming your name and Daniel Hemric putting together some nice runs here. As of late, that's the third week in a row for Daniel Hemric at 8 for Junior Motorsports. Two cars. It could have been three there, but instead it's two. Hemric, 6. Brandon Brown, that 68 Chevy, 7th. Heard his name called out on the PRN radio for a little bit of the evening there. Did listen to this race over the radio. PRN, in fact, I kind of like them a little bit more than MRN. I just don't know why. I just like PRN a lot better than MRN radio for whatever reason. But they both provide great detail of the races, though. But I think I like PRN's coverage a lot better there. So, yeah. That's an interesting take from EG3. Jeremy commits to 51 car. Remember, this car finished in the top 10. I believe a top 5, if I'm not mistaken, the last time the Xfinity Series was at this racetrack in the fall race. I believe Jeremy commits finishing the top 5. And I might be wrong, but I know he finished in the top 10 for sure. But Jeremy Clements knows how to get around this place. Devil was thinking about him come fantasy, but he didn't get any stage points, though. So, 8th for him, Josh Williams, another guy. And I called his name out before on this podcast earlier on. Josh Williams put together some nice runs here in 2020. 9th place finish in AJ Allmendinger. He had a battle back from he caused one of the cautions, or was a part of a caution anyways, in the 10th position. And you guys are wondering, where are the normal guys up here? Well, Ryan C, he was up in the top 10 and had issues. 16th, Justin Haley was part of a late caution as well. 17th, Allgaier. 156 laps led the most laps. And comes up short yet again. He's led over, I believe, over 400 laps at this track in the last few years. And comes up with a damning goose egg. Damn. And yet, he is still, with all that he's done this year, still no win in the win column. So, Heartbreak City, every time I've listened to the races, at least for Allgaier's sake, when it comes to PRN, he's been unlucky, to say the least there. So he's done everything right. Win stages, lead laps, be in contention for wins. I feel like I'm repeating myself when it comes to Allgaier on the 3Wide podcast. He's been there, but this time Gregson had other ideas, and he missed out on a checkered flag finish. And you go down deep here, Riley Hurst, 27th down here in this running order. And then Ross Chastain behind him in 28th. He spun earlier and had contact. And he's going to lose multiple positions there in the point stands, which we'll get into. Austin Cindric. Lap 3 incident takes him out early after finishing in a runoff spot last week at Charlotte. Comes back. The finish 36. Ouch for Austin Cindric.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
So after the standings now, after a tremendous finish between Junior Motorsports teammates, which ended in Noah Gregson there, and just a little bit of a comment there. Well, actually, You know, reading this quote here, small quote, he probably owes me one there. Maybe talking about himself there, but yeah, all guy there. put that one in memory being there for later in the season right there for him. But other than that, though, take a look at the plot. Well, look at it from this instance here. Noah Gregson is second when it comes to the regular standings in the plot position right now, if the plots were to start today. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Chase Briscoe is your points leader heading in to Atlanta by 9 over the 9 of Gregson. Harrison Burton is third currently, minus 26 points. And the guys that are going to be in the dash for cash, that includes those two, Harrison Burton and Brandon Jones, the four guys will go for $100,000 at Atlanta, the doubleheader with the Trucks in Xfinity on Saturday. And of course, the Cup Series winds it up on Sunday there. Big weekend, and you know, I stumbled on when I was on Twitter for just a few minutes this during my lunch there, saw that we could be monitoring a big weather situation off to the East Coast. We'll have to see how that happens there. Obviously, Mother Nature has been a pain in the ass. I mean, literally, since NASCAR rebooted the 2020 season. So keep our eyes out on that. Fingers crossed, Lord willing, all three series will get the race on a scheduled days, because you already got the already coming to the end of this block here with the summer series schedule, which we'll get it. We'll touch on that shortly when the podcast ends here this evening with the 3Wide podcast. So yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're a racer, obviously you want to get this thing in, and we'll see how it goes. It's only Wednesday night, so a couple more days. It's the weekend already, and we're going to be seeing some more action. It's weird. The last two weeks, we've seen midweek racing, or on Charlotte's case, Thursday. Okay, so it's kind of weird not to see racing tonight or tomorrow night. So you know, you can get used to it. You know, I mean, NASCAR, they've nailed it with, you know, trying to get all these races in and things like that. So yeah, so kudos to NASCAR on that. Switching gears to the Cup Series side, folks. And man, once you thought this race was over, another situation pops up, and the bounty hunter Chase Elliott obviously won the bounty over Kyle Busch in the Trucks last week. He had a big weekend, could have been bigger if not for the 600 gaffe. The bounty hunter was added again in a different way, and he has been in the middle of these finishes. It seems like he's been in the thick of the end of these races all year long. This 9 car has been absolutely strong so far this year, and the bounty hunter was on the prowl again, but his mission was to take out Logano, and he did exactly that. Opened the door for Logano's teammate Brad Keselowski to steal one in the cookie jar from the cookie jar one more time. Two races that Keselowski should have not won via Chase Elliott. And Keselowski chomps on another Chase Elliott decision, or Chase Elliott slash Alan Gustafson decision. There, it was Gustafson's dumb mistake at Charlotte, and Chase Elliott's was too much focused on Joey Logano there. And Logano, it's funny, Logano now is the old veteran in this series. Being long in the Cup Series, as long as Logano has, you would think he would still be young the way that he looks, tall, skinny, and maybe getting that dad bod a little bit, gain something with his two boys now. Two-time dad, Joey Logano is, but yeah, Logano was upset that, you know, Chase Elliott did not initiate the first move. The Gold right now apologize. Now I've said this on this podcast before, in mere episodes, in a lot of episodes, okay, that I'm not, when it's less than 10 to go, and I, after 600, I was hot on Gustafson in that 90 team. I'm going to give these guys a pass. The end of the race, and there's no really sense of apologizing. I don't see a problem with it one bit at all. As a fan, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, you're going for the win. Just the teammates, Gregson, Allgaier, all, you know, you're not teammates anymore. With 10 to go, 15 to go, it's all man for himself. Any man for himself. And then, you know, this is my problem. You know, these drivers too nice to each other off the racetrack. I mean, I get you, unless you're teammates or whatever, but I understand that you want to hang out with one another and try to be nice to them, nice to one another, well, in NASCAR sense. But when it comes to racing, when you got that helmet on, it's every man, it's every man for himself. I don't give a damn. You know, if you're a teammate, you're your best friends with that guy or not, I don't give a shit. You know, you're out there for yourself, trying to get that win for your team, in that trophy for your team, for your organization, for yourself. You're trying to get, again, it goes back to playoff point. You're trying to get as many as you can get right now. And that's two. That is two for Keselowski now, that he had no business winning. And a 9 was in the middle of both of them. The bounty hunter in the thick of things again in the Cup Series. Keselowski capitalized on it again.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Brad Keselowski, second win of 2020. Via gets an on contact between the 22 and the 9. Clint Bowyer scoots by, gets his best finish in a long damn time from him there in that 14 car. And then Jimmy Johnson, he had a battle back from struggling early on in that 48. He finished third as your top three. Brought to you by Patreon. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast is on Patreon, and making a short announcement real quick, might be making an adjustment to the Patreon sheet right there, so stay tuned for next episode for that, and there possibly going to be, if I have time this weekend, which I should make time, I'm going to be here with little E, taking care of her, my daughter, my over 3.5-month-old daughter now. I had to think for a second. Sorry. But, yeah. So, going to be making a slight change to that. So, yeah. We're on Patreon as well. You want to be a sponsor of this podcast? I have not said a single name yet since we opened up this page. So, yeah. Thinking about what I've been putting up on, what we decided to put up on there, might be slightly much, and yes, we're trying to get back to normal thing after being, we're still going to be feeling the effects of this COVID-19 stuff, but we're slowly getting back to the daily things that we used to do before this virus overshadowed the U.S. and entered the U.S., so we're on Patreon as well. Brad Keselowski, Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson, your top three from this week's race, this past week's race, at Bristol Motor Speedway. This is Eddie Greer, the third, for the 3Wire Podcast, Trucks, Xfinity, and the Cup Series. But yeah, set up by a late caution, a final caution, and Denny Hamlin looked like he was on his way to scoring win number 3. Gets up into marbles off of turn 2. This changed the race right there, and obviously lap traffic was the problem, or it's always going to be the problem at Bristol as well. So you had to deal with that all day long, and then Hamlin spun, yeah. And going back to lap track fantasy, it could have been big week for this guy right here. That's me, EG3. Instead, I got to take a hit, but actually, you know, looking at the standings now, it really tightened up. So I am still in the game. I'm pretty much well in the game. So hopefully I can get into one of those runs like I did in the first half of the end of the first half last year, where I just got. I mean, it takes luck too. I mean, when you pick a driver in these things, you hope, you cross your fingers, you're biting your nails that he doesn't get involved in wrecks or has an engine problem or what, or a loose wheel or anything like that, especially late in the race. Yeah, I missed out on some big points there. Could have jumped some people. But apparently, a lot of people had bad weeks, especially in that top 10 in that lap track fantasy. I keep saying that. If you're wondering why I keep saying that, podcast Lap Track Fantasy, not Lap Track Fantasy, the Lap Track Podcast by Brandon Crowd, which has a new episode right now featuring Michael Palmer. Go check that out. As well as the PETM podcast has new episodes as well. We're going to have our episode up here tomorrow night. New Decene Vault will have its podcast up as well tonight as well. Well, there's tonight. Ours will be uploaded tomorrow night as well. So get your NASCAR fix on with us and all the Loose Lugs. They're not going to be on this week, I don't think, as well. They made an announcement over the weekend as well. So on Twitter as well. So download all those podcasts or get caught up one or two as well as that. And my other fantasy, Wrecking and Racing, that has taken a big hit the second straight week. So I probably am going to lose some major spots there. So that's unfortunate. So I'm kind of interested in where I'm at with that. So again, sorry to get off the railroad tracks with that. Kind of wanted to talk about that as well. We're going to have full field the rest of the round down here in just a second. But yeah, absolutely. And then you got to feel for Ryan Blaney. He can't buy a week's worth of groceries the way he's inefficient in spring Bristol races deep in the field after having another strong car with Jeremy Bullens or with Todd Gordon, his crew chief. The dude gets around this place pretty damn well and can't buy a break. And I'm sorry, I got to blame Ty Dillon on that one. You had time. The damn car, Blaney car, is a bright yellow and black car. You had to see that. I mean, yes, Bristol, things happen, boom, like that in an instant, right? And for him, Blaney had no damage. I mean, he was good. He was all good. And then Ty Dillon, the 13 car comes up and just runs. He just plows into him and then bam, damn. The damage that Blaney suffered losing the front end of that race car. Had to shave my head on that one. I was close on that one. I mean, both broadcasters, I mean, they're good. Mike Joy, Jeff Gordon, but they're making excuses for him. I ain't going to make excuses for him here. You should have went down. Yeah, you had time. I mean, Blaney was up on the racetrack still. You had it going. You had to see that. How had you not see that? I don't know. But fortunately, you know, unfortunate fire, and he would have been good to go. Blaney, he would have been good to go. He had suffered no damage, for the exception of being tapped from Stenhouse early in the race, which kind of helped out his car there. But it was still strong even for that little bit of contact there. But yeah, how did Ty Dillon not see that? I have no idea there. So I put the blame on a 13 car for that. And then a mini big one with the car. I mentioned Stenhouse earlier. Yeah, Stenhouse gets bumped by the 48. And he put it on a 48 in his interview there. But yeah, he gets tapped from behind. Cost big one, which featured the strong 88 of Alex Bowman and others involved in that. So yeah, this race was very physical from really the start to the finish there with the game changer. The EG3 game changer was a Denny Hamlin mess up there coming off of turn two, changed the game dramatically there, and then obviously set up the finish there. And then Logano was not happy with Chase Elliott afterwards, and you knew. From a mile away, I could have told you that was going to contact was going to happen there. You knew it. You just knew it. And I was standing up on the edge, on my feet there. And Emma's face there was pretty funny to see her reaction when I was yelling at the television screen there. I think in that race, but you had to see that. You knew something was going to happen there. Elliot sailed it on in there, and y'all know the rest was history there. Blaney, shotgun, 40th. Ty Dillon, 39th. Bailey Curley, 38th. Alex Bowman, 37th. Ouch. Tyler Reck was involved, 36th, along with Cole Custer, 35th. Ricky Stenhouse, 34th. Joey Gates, 33rd. Disappointing finish for Corley Joy after being inside the top 20 for majority of the race. 32nd, Matthew Benedetto was up there and ended up finishing 31st. Greg Galding, 30th. Eric Almirola, 29th. Ugh. Yeah, don't get me started. 28th is BJ McLeod. Quinn Huff, 27th. Garrett Smithley, 26th. JJ Yelly, 25th. Brendan Poole, 24th. Chris Buescher, 23rd. Chase Elliott, in potential of getting another win. And then the bounty hunter had other ideas. He ended up finishing in the 22nd spot and 21st. Yeah, the 22 car of Joey Logano. When we come back, we're going to take another intermission break. Small one here on a 3Wide podcast. Come back, finish it out. And breaking news from NASCAR concerning the Cup Series next season. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3.
EG3 and the 3Wide podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
The 3Wide Podcast is back from the MHK, Manhattan, Kansas. Yours truly, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys on this Wednesday early evening, talking while the mini march is going on at City Park, here in EG3 headquarters, here in my basement. As usual for the podcast, trucks, Xfinity, Cup, y'all know what it is, 3Wide. Biggest divisions in all NASCAR there. That sentence does not make any sense, but y'all know what I mean. All right, so top 20, continuing on forward. Martin Truex Jr. finished 20th there after struggling early and then finding himself making a late run in the fourth quarter there, and then he spun to bring the caution out via the 10 car. Yeah, don't get me started on that. Timmy Hill. 66 Toyota finished in 19th spot. How about that? Daniel Suarez, 18th. Another. He was in trouble early. He rallied back for a top 20 effort. Denny Hamlin, a potential race winner, to a 17th place finisher. And he led 131 laps. Matt Kenseth, 16th. Newman finished in the 15th spot. Michael McDowell. How about that? Finished in 14th. And these front row cars, John Hunter Nemechek, 13th. McDowell, 14th. John Hunter Nemechek, he was up in the top dozen throughout all race long, being competitive. This dude has come, and he was impressive at Darlington, impressive here. And John Hunter Nemechek loves short tracks. And this was, to me, was not a surprise. So, John Nemechek, impressive 13th place finish run. Ryan Preece, 12th. And Kevin Harvick just outside the top 10, and he left. And of course, we all know Kevin Harvick's success at Atlanta. That's where the Cup Series, trucks, and Xfinity are headed this weekend. Bubba Wallace. And like I said at the top of this podcast about the whole situation, I'm excited to hear the episode with Bubba Wallace in this situation. I did not see the episode with him when he was on Race Hub the other night, so I'm looking forward to hearing that episode there. But Bubba Wallace there, he got as far as 7th in this race there, and this 43 is starting to show something. and that's really because the Chevys have, as a whole, have really gotten their stuff together here this season, at least so far anyways. And this 43, he was fast, competitive, and I should say more competitive, well, yeah, but both fast and competitive at Charlotte, fast and competitive here, and he solidly finished in the top 10 there, in 10th position there. So great job, Bubba. Christopher Bell, I knew he was going to be a factor here. He loves this place. He won here last year in the Xfinity Series. Bell, 9th place finish for him. William Byron Riley to finish 8th. Kurt Busch, he spun early in this race. Kurt Busch Riley back to finish 7th. Austin Dillon, back-to-back top 10 runs. He's got some momentum now in the 6th car, and that's probably via, again, the whole Tyler Reddick situation there. Tyler Reddick is up on the wheel, you know it. So Dillon, it's big for that race team right there. Eric Jones, top 5 run. He and teammate Kyle Busch finished 5th and 4th, and you already know the top 3. Said it already early on. Well, in the last segment there of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast for this episode. So, yeah. Things have changed in an instant. The calamity at Bristol. Oh, my word. It was on this past weekend, Sunday and Monday night. And we were in for a heck of a battle for both of those finishes right there. So, absolutely insane finishes there. And original top 3. Harvick by 24 over Joey Logano. And then you have Chase Elliott sitting there in the 3rd. Just for giggles here. Woo! Alright, so right now the playoffs were a start. And we're just doing top 3 right now. Only separated by, 3 to 4 points. Logano would be the number 1 seed by 1 on Harvick. And Keselowski in the 3rd spot. Keselowski stealing another Oreo from the cookie jar yet again. It's, hey, you know, the old famous saying goes, you have to be there. You capitalize, you got to be running up front at the right time. And Brad Keselowski, that is now 2 for 2. And particularly when it comes to Chase Elliott's up front, bound for the win there. Brad Keselowski has been right there to seal it for Penske and Jeremy Bullins. That's 2 wins for Keselowski there. And starting to pile up the wins there, I believe. I have to double check it there. I'm going to double check that here real quick there. So, big win for Brad Keselowski. And for the fans, you know, for this, unfortunate for the situation, you know, with this stupid COVID-19 stuff, you know, the fans would have been there. Again, we are all saying, what if, man, the fans are missing something. We are missing something going to these races live. And, you know, obviously, you know, the most popular driver being in the mix again in this situation. And given the fact that the 22 and the 9 had some words after the fact there. Logano initiated, had him to go to the 9 car there to start that conversation there. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. You know, Darlington, obviously, with the Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott thing there. Busch missed clearly. Dumped the 9. And now you have and they have Elliott here in this instance here with Joey Logano. And we know Mark Truex Jr. fans, Truex Nation. Y'all know what you do. But we all clearly know what went down at Martinsville a couple years ago. Don't get me started on that, because I could talk all day. But yeah, Truex Nation knows the hatred of the 22 car. So yeah, we are the fans as a whole. We're missing out on some great races. And for the last couple, at least few anyways, that includes the Xfinity Series races, which have been off the chain. There's been some exciting racing coming out of this intermission. So in Atlanta. It's only going to get much better with the track. As old as it is, do not repave that racetrack. Please do not replace that racetrack. For, I mean, there were talks a year or maybe 2 years that it should repave it. We saw that ruin Michigan. I don't want to see that. Keep it as it is. And we saw a hell of a finish last year between Truex and Keselowski last year, bowing out to the very end for the checkered flag there. Obviously, the last time Cup Series was there, and we talked about him already, Brad Keselowski won the race there last year at Atlanta, and Kevin Harvick has been owning that place. And until then, Kyle Larson showed up again. Why did I say, Big D's going to say, why do you mention him? So I apologize, Big D, for that, but no, that's all going to mention there again. I'm not going to say his name again, but yeah, that for the guy in that 42 dominated that race last year till all that changed. So yeah, Harvick is going to be that guy. Everyone's going to be looking at him the way he runs that racetrack, but you got to be looking at that 9 team right now saying, damn, you look, Chase Elliott going home to the home state, going home with, still, even with that lame finish, you know, Hendrick Motorsports, they got it going on right now. Jimmy Johnson, all those guys right now, and, you know, why not? You know, Chevy right now, RCR, the alliance with Richard Petty Motors with the 43 car doing some work now. The Chevys are all on top of their game and will not be surprised if that's going to be the case again. Bowman was, and assuming Bowman's going to be strong up there, those, all those guys going to play a factor. Toyota's getting better, but they got to start off a lot better. They've been, whether it's either Truex or Kyle Busch, or even Eric Jones at times, or Denny Hamlin too, for that, all of them. You know, they all started off on a slow end, on the back end, on the front end, and all of a sudden, the back end of these races, you see these guys up there in the top 10. So, late in these races, well, until unfortunate situation happened, but yeah, they're going to have to find a way to start off fast. You know, these Hendrick cars, all these Chevys, Ganassi, sorry to leave those guys out, but Ganassi Racing, yes, you have these Ford cars, and Penske's going to be in the mix, but Chevy, all the Chevys, notably, they're on top of their game right now, and it's all about starting off fast and starting off and finishing strong. That's my favorite mojo there. So those Chevys going to be, and again, and Kevin Harvick's in a Ford, so who's going to stop him coming into this weekend? And a Chevy could do just that.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Few more minutes on the 3Wide Podcast here this evening on this hot and humid Wednesday. Eddie Greer the third here with you guys for a few more minutes here before we close another episode down here. Bristol is in the books, folks. Brad Keselowski, EG3 helmet sticker. And then you have your winners automatically. It's been a while since I've done this, and I've left this out. But the EG3 helmet stickers are back. Keselowski's gonna get one, along with the other winner, Noah Gregson, is second. The other two winners you got here from the Cup Series side, well, obviously, Bubba's going to get one, EG3 helmet sticker, and Christopher Bell, the 9th and 10th place finishers, EG3 helmet stickers, and might as well keep that theme rolling. I'm going to give mine to Brandon Brown, the other EG3 helmet sticker, and another to Josh Williams. Josh Williams has been, to me, most impressive so far in the Xfinity Series season. Now, there you have it, folks. EG3 helmet stickers are back in the game. Gregson, Brown, Josh Williams, Brad Keselowski, Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, your EG3 helmet stickers this week on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Now, I mentioned earlier that Cup Series got an announcement yesterday. And huge news, Nashville Speedway, not the fairgrounds. And I wasn't around, obviously that was before my time, but Nashville Speedway, which was my, is my time, will we make a return back to NASCAR next season, and the Cup Series will be a part of it. Wow, I'm excited, because in my opinion, NASCAR is one of my favorite. Nashville. You know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Nashville is one of my one of my favorite Xfinity Series tracks there. While it was still up and running, and there were talks even before in Nashville had to close its doors because of whatever it was they had to do. You know, the action was good, and now obviously you have the awards NASCAR banquet, Cup Series banquet, at least there at Nashville. There's been a lot of talks about the Nashville campgrounds, or not campgrounds, fairgrounds. Y'all know what I mean. Campgrounds, fairgrounds, you know what I'm talking about. There's been a lot of rumors swirling around about the fairgrounds opening back up, and instead the Speedway is going to be back up and running next year. I'm actually excited for it. So, and the same owners of this racetrack, or the same owners of Dover, that is interesting. Obviously, there's been talks about taking a race away from Dover International Speedway. They're going to be doing a doubleheader later on this summer with, you know, the COVID-19 effect there. So they're going to be doing a weekend doubleheader itself as well. So, and that's going to be interesting itself. And our article on the Athletic said somewhere that it could replace one of those dates, Nashville. So, again, it's only the beginning of June, so we'll know more as this thing goes along. But absolutely, folks, Nashville's back. And the next time we're on this, I'm on this podcast, the next layer of the schedule came out as well, which featured Pocono and Kansas. Yes, I'm going to mention that real quick. Kansas, I believe, is late June. I don't have the information, the latest information in front of me at the moment. I apologize for that, but you can read it on NASCAR.com or whatever. The Athletic as well has it as well. But yeah, it's late June, and I highly doubt the situation that anything is going to be there. It's going to be obviously being hella weird watching a Kansas race from home, from the ET3 headquarters, from the Greer headquarters, and that said, I'm not being there. So that's going to be unfortunate, but it is what it is. Indianapolis is on there as well, and Texas is on there as well, which, speaking of Texas, real quick, IndyCar returns on Saturday night. Woo! No wife at home this weekend. Woo! I'll be watching that, so me and Emma are going to be watching that. Well, Emma's going to be, this is going to be wild, but she's going to get older and she's like, Daddy, what are you watching? So, yeah, we're going to be sitting watching that. So, Saturday's going to be full of activity with the Xfinity Series trucks, with weather permitting. Well, I'm going to throw that in there, and the IndyCar returns to Texas this Saturday night on NBC. Can't wait for that. The Texas is on the schedule. So that for that, but yeah, I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, that's as far as I know for sure. There might be one more track in there, but yeah, that's what came out early this week as well. Eddie Greer for the 3Y NASCAR podcast, and back to Atlanta real quick, and then we'll wrap it with the times of these races here as well. I already mentioned IndyCar top three from Atlanta. Here on the list here, Brad Keselowski up here again that I have here on this list here since 18 that I wrote down on here. A win and two top tens, and I mentioned Kevin Harvick. He has been a master at this race for a hell of a long time. A win and two top tens, and Martin Truex Jr. came up a hair short last year. Can he get that elusive win? Again, these guys are going to have to start off fast. They've been a little shaky beginning these races. They're going to have to start off faster than what they've been doing the last couple of weeks. But he has no wins at this racetrack and two top tens. This is going back where I wrote down since February of 18. So he's been there. So you gotta figure he's gonna be in the mix along with Kirk Kyle, the Bush Boys, Denny Hamlin, and obviously hometown boy Chase Elliott. He's gonna be up there in that mix as well. All right, folks, to close things out, where can you listen to these races? Well, guys, got it for you, folks. All right, so the Cup Series, obviously, Sunday with the Food City Presents Supermarket Heroes 500. Oh, my goodness, I read the wrong thing. Votes of Honor Quick Trick 500, 1 o'clock Central Time this Sunday on Fox. And again, yes, I might change things a little bit on Sunday and listen to the PRN coverage of that race and turn the TV down. That I might do that. I might consider doing that. So, Forza Honor Quick Trip 500 on Sunday. And then, I believe the Truck Series are first. Yes, they are. 11 Central Time. This is Central Time here in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, or wherever you're listening at. FedEx Cable World 200, the Truck Series. Last time they're on here, Chase Elliott, the Bounty Hunter, took down Kyle Busch. And I believe I don't have the entry list. Chase Elliott is going to be in that Hooters car on Saturday afternoon. Lunch hour. Oh yeah, baby, it's going down. I believe Kyle Busch is in that as well. Let's go. Let's do round two, baby. Chase Elliott back at it. 11 Central Time. That's noon start in Atlanta time right there. Kicks off the doubleheader coverage, if you will. Therefore, at least NASCAR stands. NASCAR's concerned. That's going to be a triple header for racing is concerned with any car returning to prime time. And then the afternoon capper there, the Xfinity Series, caps it with the Echo Park 250. PRN will have coverage of that. And yeah, the way I've been talking about PRN all night tonight, I'll just go ahead and pop out that radio and listen to it. Change it up a little bit and listen to the coverage. I love their coverage. So yeah, you can do it anyway though. FS1. We'll have the Truck Series race, Fox. We'll have the Xfinity race. And, yep, Fox will do double duty this weekend. They'll have the Xfinity and Cup races for you guys this weekend. So enjoy the racing this weekend. And if you have time, the IndyCar Series returns to NBC with, of course, coverage of Texas. Joseph Newgarden and boys ready to do battle at the mile and a half at Texas, which is 6 hours away from here in Manhattan. So racing all over the place this weekend. Oh yeah, man, we're about to get busy with some more racing and a huge, huge opportunity here for some of them guys to get back in the game. And I believe there's a midweek race next week. Martinsville, I believe, is that race. Night race, I believe. I'm excited for that as well. So we'll have post-game coverage of the Cup. I wanted either that or we'll do a triple header of that, and I know for sure we'll do one solely of that race of Martinsville next week. So the 3Y podcast getting busy. Well, actually, it's been busy for quite a while, and been talking to a few potential guests for the 3Y NASCAR podcast. So the 3Y podcast, man, if you missed any recent episodes of this podcast, better get on it. Get caught up, and obviously get caught up on part 1 and 2 of Charlotte, the last time we were on here as well. So this episode will be up tomorrow night. So until then, we're going to wrap this right here, put a pin on it, and yeah, we'll leave it at that. And obviously, I'll be working on my other project as well, the Purple Project Podcast. Throw another shameless plug in on here, which we started with me and my boy from San Diego, Alex Aiden, former K-State alum and former 91.9 alum as well, the radio station there as well. That's off to a great start, and I'm looking forward to this episode coming up as well, which I started up as well. So all things considered, yeah, man, big racing week between Atlanta and Texas, folks. Let's break this thing down, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap for another edition of 3-1 NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big D, you know, representing me for the march over there at City Park, which is not that far from here. from my house doing it big. So shout out to all everybody that's doing that, taking part of it today or the last couple of days. Like I said, you know what to do. I said it at the beginning of this podcast, y'all know what to do. We need to be more active. And there's going to be a lot of action on the racetrack in Atlanta this weekend. Eddie Greer III saying thank you for listening, downloading this episode of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast at Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle, and the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts. If you listen to there, please leave us a 5-star little rating. It helps us out tremendously. Gets this podcast out there. Spread the word as well. So tell your friends. Tell a friend about the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. But once again, congratulations to the winners from the Bristol doubleheader this weekend, which had the action was hot. It was lit. Noah Gregson, Brad Keselowski, your winners from Bristol. Buckle up, Atlanta. We coming.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time. Going 3 Wide.